Jenny Fagan is a Scottish writer who published her first book in the UK last year. It's called The Panopticon, and it's out now here in the US. Our reviewer Alan Chu says it's a terrific portrait of a young criminal.
15-year-old Anais Hendricks is a child of the Scottish foster care system, with more than 50 placements over the course of her young life, and in just the past 16 months, over 100 criminal charges against her. Drug possession, car theft, destruction of property, battery, threatening an officer, inciting to riot. We meet Anais as the police deliver her to an experimental prison, the Panopticon of the title, where guards watch inmates 24 hours a day, allowing no privacy except for the toilet. In her relentless novel, Jenny Fagan allows Anais to tell her own story, but she allows no privacy either, toilet included, inviting us in to witness the worst of the girl's angry adolescence, with drugs and police bashing and porno, among other disasters. As if coming down from a frenzied drug tear, Anais counts things to regain her sanity. Seats on a bus, the number of bars on a prison gate, the squares on the roof of a classroom. And she names things. Gate, path, door, bin, dog, old man, lamppost, three trees, boy on a skateboard, cyclist. Novelist Fagan does the same, giving us all of the things in Anais's view, from the ugliest to the most beautiful, though of the latter there are few, and in the particularly foul voice of an orphaned young offender at the mercy of the state. At the mercy of the state, yes, until Anais finds the strength to take charge of herself. Reading along, we see her struggling to lose herself and save herself in the past as in the present, seeing her from every angle in every hour, just as in the prison. It's not a pretty view, but Fagan makes this ugly life somehow beautiful.
The book is The Panopticon by Jenny Fagan. It was reviewed for us by Alan Schuss, who teaches writing at George Mason University.
Hey, you, there in the back seat of the car. We know you're listening, so we've got something just for you. It's NPR's Backseat Book Club, where kids, parents, and librarians read a book along with us. This month's pick is called Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Fabulous Life. It's by Rachel Renee Russell. And we want your questions for the author. You may even hear your name on the radio. So send your questions to us by email or on Twitter. You can write us at backseatbookclub@npr.org or tweet us at NPR Backseat.